Thank you for calling customer assistance. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you today?
Hi, Joyce. I'm not sure who you guys are, but I see a payment being taken out of my account for $59.89. And I don't know what Smooth Fit System is, and I didn't authorize no payment.
Oh, I need to start out by getting your zip code, please, ma'am.
My zip code is 92532.
I do thank you for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Gail. My last name is Crane.
All righty. For security purposes, could you please verify that address, please?
It's 36380 Lantana Court, Lake Elsinore, California, 92532.
All righty. Yes, ma'am, and I do see that on April the 19th that you actually entered into a sweepstakes to have a chance.
No, I
to
did
win.
Not, ma'am. I closed my browser. I did not upload no payment or anything. And that $59, I am on retirement, ma'am, and I am a senior citizen. That $59 is for my T-Mobile phone payment that's coming out, and that is all the money I have left. I only have $53 left in my checking account. I moved my last little $100 over to my checking because I do that all the time when I'm getting ready to pay my bills. I don't have any extra money, and that payment needs to be stopped. I did not authorize that payment.
Did you enter into the sweepstakes to have a chance?
No,
to win
I
that
did
Dyson?
Not, because I closed my browser and I stopped and I didn't upload any credit information. I would never upload credit information for any sweepstakes. I don't do sweepstakes mail. I don't do none of that stuff. I'm not into none of that. I'm a conscious person. I'm very particular about my money. I don't do sweepstakes. I don't play no games. My life is serious because I'm on retirement and I have to eat. And I don't get that much for my little Social Security retirement.
Well, I can get you counseled out of that, ma'am. Give me one second.
Thank you. Somebody went into my account and put out $59.89 there that I don't do sweet things. This thing says Smooth Fitness System. I don't do none of this stuff. Man, I'm telling you, boy, I don't even know how they got my credit card information. She said I enrolled in some type of sweet. You know I don't do no sweet things, Bobby. I don't do none of that crap. I ain't got time for that. That's buffoonery. Man, this is ridiculous. I'm going to have to get LifeLock or something because this is ridiculous. And I'm on retirement. What I'm looking like doing that, that would probably be you doing some lottery stuff. I don't do, you know I don't do none of that stuff. I don't do none of it.
Alrighty, ma'am.
No, it's not.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay. What I've done, I've canceled you out of that. You can't be billed anything further. That cancellation takes effect immediately. Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
I've avoided the charge of $59.89. It should go back to your account. It may take at least 3 to 5 business days, but I have had it reversed back to your account.
Okay.
I do have the cancellation number for you.
Number?
Yes,
I appreciate that. I'm ready.
That would be C as in Charlie. That's 920-599-564.
So that's Charlie, 920-599-564.
That is correct.
Perfect. I appreciate you, ma'am. Thank
you so
much.
You're more than welcome, and I thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I took care of it. I only check my call in the morning. I think that's all. That was for my T-Mobile bill. It's coming out on the 20th. And I only transfer it over there because